Chapter 5, FIR Filters. Up to this point, we have focused our attention on signals and their mathematical representations. In this chapter, we begin to emphasize systems, or filters. We introduce the class of finite impulse response systems, which are usually called just FIR filters. These filters are systems that compute their outputs by a weighted average of a finite number of input samples. We will define the basic input-output structure of the FIR filter as a time domain computation based on a feed-forward difference equation. The difference equation describes how to implement the filter as an interconnect of hardware building blocks, adders, multipliers, and memory elements. We introduce a block diagram notation that shows two simple configurations for FIR implementation. The FIR filter can also be characterized by its response to the unit impulse signal. This is because an FIR filter is one member of the general class of linear and time-invariant systems. Those two properties characterize a wide class of filters that occupy most of our attention in the study of signals and systems. The main implications of linearity and time invariance are that the impulse response completely characterizes the filter and that the output can always be constructed from the input by using an operation called convolution. We introduce the simplest form of convolution, namely the case of convolving a finite length input signal with the finite length impulse response of an FIR filter. More general forms of the convolution sum will be needed in later chapters. Finally, an example of FIR filtering applied to stock market data illustrates how smoothing can be accomplished with a running average filter.